This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah.
It's a safe one. Thank you, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, yes, good morning. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan, Jenny Pua Manuka.
Kia ora, good morning.
Jeff is here.
Hello,
and
everybody.
Luke and Karaki is your mate's name.
He's gone to the car.
Good morning.
Yeah, and we're also
Soren,
got Jeff.
Kia ora.
Okay. I'm blowing the Jubilee trumpet here, the golden trumpet, announcing the sound of restoration, justice and renewal. Everyone gets to return to what is theirs. It's a call to restore, balance, dignify and an opportunity for all people, rich or poor, housed or homeless, young and old, equal access for all people at all times with the mayoralty and the council. Okay, I got the following topics that we're going to be talking about tonight at Kate's Road. It's going to, are you coming along, Jenny? There's going to be nine people standing for mayor and about...
I'm actually going to see the new Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
So we're going to have rates, caps, investing only in key projects. We're going to be talking about, I'm going to be taking a whip to them for, you know, all the debt that they've created, the people behind the scenes on the council and this sort of thing. My second policies is business development to grow the prosperity of Hamilton. We need community restoration, providing houses, reviving businesses. Okay, and then... we need to have community halfway houses where we teach life skills. Mm. So, Luke, what do you think of community houses? You know, if everyone attacking one another, being unemployed, teaching life skills, is this a solution to what's going on currently in the country with people turning on each other? What do you think?
We definitely need to rebuild our community.
Yeah.
And... part of that process, I believe, we started out as small community groups where we were in villages, and then they moved into towns, and then that became a city, and then that became an international situation where we've lost our community. So we actually have to buy back our community now and put it back into our system.
Right. Now, I want to start both the Youth and the Elders Council, because I find that the youth are running amok, and they had a meeting with Rangatahi here and about 10 policemen there. And when I mentioned to them, what about anti-meth pamphlets? They said, oh, no, we allow people to decide whether they take marijuana drugs or they don't. Well, I mean to say, I'd get people off drugs altogether, you know, get them on a natural high of Jesus, because that's the solution.
Idea. What about medicinal canna? You got a problem with medicinal canna?
No, if you can prove it's actually used for a medicinal purpose. Also, the Elders Council, too many older people are just wasting away. I mean, you do rest when you get older, say over your 60s, but we need to recycle themselves and they need to become mentors in society.
There's also medical evidence now for LSD being... good for you, Jack.
So you believe in drugs, Jeff?
I believe in the rehabilitation, not incarceration. It's this law that they've brought out against it. They're just revenue gathering. That's all it's about.
Okay, now I've put together a chatbot game for life based on enlightenment leading to transformation, a glory light passing through everything within the universe. I'm going to be talking about that tonight. Simon, you should really come along to this meeting tonight.
Oh, I'm going to Famous Four tonight.
Famous Four. Right.
Double date.
Am I doing all the work myself? Come on.
Yeah. I've been famous seven.
Why don't you just come to the Fantastic Four, actually?
Fantastic Four, oh, okay.
Why don't you just go?
Now, we need the people's voice heard through democratic assemblies, facilitating the citizens' voice. I will pledge myself to being available 24/7 to hear what people have to say. I think we need to bring back the council chapel with an interfaith focus where, you know, people from all different faiths can come. And council chaplains. What do you think of council chaplains? You know, that we pray for people, like with these issues, with the rates and one thing or another. You don't just talk about it, you pray with people to find
solutions.
That's quite
cool. I like that theory.
Yeah, but sad to say, some of them have been end up just being dropkicks.
Yeah.
They were going great, and then they end up fighting against you. It's a life experience. That's what I found.
And I feel the ruling class, Nats and Act, have eliminated the voice of the people. We're taking away from funding, the healthcare that's been destroyed in this country and so forth. We're no longer really listening to people, are we? Understanding people and where they're coming from. So that's a big area. Okay, there have been attacks on the treaty and law reforms, stripping Maori of their rights. I support the Rangatiria Kuia Council, guardian protectors, kaitiaki guardians, spiritual sheriffs, as sovereign citizens. That's why I've got this crown, the King William of Orange Sovereigns. Because John Wana is talking about the King William of Orange party. Now, we've got Luke from up north here today. So, Luke, tell us a little bit about your background and what you are doing and what you have to do with William of Orange.
Kia ora. I'm actually from Tasman, South Island, Nelson. And I've been spending the last few months in the North Island to learn and understand what it is that is going on within our country.
Yep.
And firstly, thank you very much. I would like to address something you just mentioned that I think needs to be cleared up immediately. The idea of a sovereign citizen is a juxtaposed oxymoron.
Yep.
It's nonsensical because a sovereign must release its rights as sovereign to become a citizen under an overarching sovereign itself.
But what about self-determination? you are.
Mana Matuhaki.
Yes, yes.
Right, self-determination is your divine right from God.
Ah.
It is the light that gives us the choice to be free and make the decisions. Win or lose, whatever decision we choose, we have the right to take it and make it. And some people in our society are living in a way that they don't see out. They're poor because of a world that is taking. The state system takes. It doesn't replace. It's a reductionary system. It is not a productionary system.
So how do you teach tino rangatiratanga in this country?
Tino rangatiratanga.
Yeah. Self-determination, who we really are, Maori rights. How do you teach that? Bearing in mind that we are sovereign individuals, because even God has given us sovereign rights, like ears with God, joint ears with Christ. Yeah, what do you have to say about that?
Just more or less bouncing off the freedom that Luke's bringing. Like, I've been through the mill of the system, and this is from an affidavit B, the frustration many feel about the justice system can be overwhelming, frightening, and cause feelings of suicide and fear based on a lack of understanding and knowledge. Those, and it just goes on and on and on, but Luke seems to have the goodies today, so I'll just give back to Luke.
So, Luke, you've got a bus going around the country pretty soon, so what are you going to be doing on that bus? And are you connecting with people around the country and getting them involved in this fight for freedom, justice, equality, self-determination, who we are? What are you going to be doing in that bus?
Yes, all of that. And the first step is to teach the 89% of the country that there is a law here recognised before Treaty o Waitangi.
Yeah. What is that law? Define it. What is it?
That law is a recognition of an independent state of sovereign people that were here before anybody else arrived.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so it's high time for people power in this country and a revolution. And William of Orange brought a glorious revolution because he tipped the parliamentarian system upside down in 1690. He took 30,000 men with him. And the first thing he said, I want your land, the Dutchman. So he brought political reform. And you've got to bear in mind, with the religious wars that were going on, in 1630 there was a 30-year war that killed 11 million people. That's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot of people.
So we do need political transformation within this country at the moment. And it's interesting, this week, I was reading today's paper about the police have been guilty of 150 misdemeanors, and you had that commissioner who's charged for...
I don't even want to think about it.
It's bad stuff online. But I did find interesting that they brought out the death of those three people, and they're having that guy up for manslaughter because he went through the railings and he hit a train 4 o'clock in the morning back in November. But then it said the police arrived a minute later. Were the police chasing them or him? And if it was a police chase, even though they stole something, that's what caused the death. And that guy now is being charged for manslaughter. Should he be charged if he was pursued by the police and he ran into a train?
That's the arguable thing, Jack. Who was holding the steering wheel is responsible.
And the sad thing is, the guy who was being chased, if he knew his freedoms, he'd do a U-turn and go, hey, what are you doing chasing
me? All I'm saying is, in this country, we've had a lot of young people die in car crashes and they've been chased by the police. I mean, shouldn't they take their number plate and contact them later on?
You know? Rumours I heard, too, was they were trying to actually charge the passenger with being responsible for driving it, but he had the seatbelt bruise on the wrong side of the shoulder.
Right, now, into this week's paper, the day Ozzy Osbourne played in Narrawahia, I was there. I was there listening to War Pigs belong to the Te Kotahitanga Society with Alex Phillips, 5,000 cultural people, Aborigines, Indians. They came from all over the world. The Mana Ariki Marae down in Taramanui. And I was in a band called Trinity, and we used to get visions of the Madonna down there. The Maori TV would move in and film, and then they'd have a column of light. Everybody thought we were mad. But anyway, I got a vision from the light woman down there. What's his name? King Tafio has his house, you know, with
King
the
Tafio.
Falls. The Healing Falls there, Taramanui Healing Falls. And I was told that all the tribes and the iwis and all the people had to work together because of the catastrophes coming on the land. There would be so much family destruction, so much suicide, so much violence that we would not be able to keep up with it. So uniting the people, all the tribes, working together and doing what Luke is doing by taking a bus around the country and instructing people. And you've been a part of a political party, haven't you? You're going to stand in the elections next year.
Maybe. I was the elected treasurer for the Outdoors Party.
Oh.
I spent almost 4 years as that treasurer, and during that time I was flown to Wellington to protect and support the Freedom to Choose protest that we held, which became the Freedom Camp.
Now, I met New Zeal at a Christian meeting yesterday.
Okay.
And there were some of us prophets there, and I said to them, you had an opportunity to get your 5% and work on it for all the parties. Why didn't you do it? Because you would have been in power now telling Winston Peters what to do. You could have just majored on majors instead of, you know, arguing with one another. You would have had your 5%. She walked away from me. She didn't want to acknowledge me because I was telling her the truth. And so we need frontline prayer warriors, people who experience the risen, glorified Christ, who can experience a transformation and bring in the reign of Christ. Okay, Jeff, take it away.
Good morning.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, Jeff. Good morning, everybody. This is a part of our show that Jack's allowed me to do a quick segment on. I call it Food for Thought. So from the fringes, this is 3FM 89 on the 6th of the 8th, 2025. It's 11:15 a.m. here in Hamilton, New Zealand. We're broadcasting live.
Today's letter is G. We're getting to the G in my alphabet soup. G, greed. Greed has created what we call the global footprint. Too many people trying to make money, and then none of them are looking at the resources that this planet is running out of. Global warming is the new millennium's latest craze. Records indicate we had hotter temperatures 100 years ago, and there was a peak in forest fires at that time. You need not concern yourselves too much with global warming, guys. I personally look at the chemtrails as being the main causes of our glacier reduction. It's stopping the hydrolysis of our atmosphere. There was a cold period during the 70s. Look at the chemicals used in deforestation of Vietnam. And now these days, has the seeding of the clouds, the chemtrails, are they inhibiting the natural process of atmospheric H2O? I suggest they are. The normal cloud creation from the hydrolysis of our atmosphere is being interrupted by the chemtrails.
Yeah.
Right, boycott, divest and sanctions on those who supplied Hamas and their illegal state of Israel, mainly the United States of America. Sell, sell, sell all USA stocks, bonds and certificates. Governance of this planet is not the USA, and it's time to recognise what the word government means. To government, to govern is to control, and the mint comes from the Latin, the mind, thus it is to control the mind. Now the letter G now comes up with God.
Yep.
It starts with a G. God was the Word, and it refers to John 1:1 in the Bible, which in some translations reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then that Word became flesh." A lot of people think Jesus existed 2,000 years ago. I suggest that Christ is alive here and now with us.
Amen.
I'll take up on that.
Right. Now, there's an interesting...
We've still got a little bit to go, Jack.
Excuse me. Three minutes
isn't quite up yet. One of Galileo Galilei's most famous quotes is, "And yet it moves." According to Wikipedia, this quote, "E pur si muove" in Italian, is attribution to him after he was forced to recant his belief that the Earth revolves around the sun. Well, actually, they made Galileo recant what he said. He stated the Bible represents the future. That's what he was made to recant, and the history's been changed. And today's new word for the new millennium is gummy eared. Gummy ear means slang. It means to listen and then ignore what's been said. Next week will be hate speech and homophobia, hypnosis and hype. And what is this a mess? Who paid for it? Halve the herd. What we farm has created our deserts.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if you look in the Word of God, I found an answer to an enigma yesterday, because it actually says in Obadiah 15, "The day of the Lord is amongst all the nations." And the message was, if the judgment happening in the world today, turn or burn. No matter what your affiliation, the judgments that are going on in the earth today are a call to repentance. But then it says, "Saviors shall go up to Mount Zion and possess the kingdom." So it's using the word Zion. But as Jeff has been saying, there's false Zion and there's true Zion. False Zion, you could say, is the money man behind the scenes, and they're investing in all the military and they're blowing up hummus and everything else.
Oh, you would have been slick liars, would you?
Yeah, so you've got to see both sides of it. But we need to belong to true Zion, which means we have to become spiritual Israelites, and we have to become king priests, and we have to be the change that we want to see in society. So the question is, are you in the Lord Jesus Christ?
To me, Zion is the top of the mountain, Jack. That's the top of the knowledge.
Yeah, the top of the knowledge. So we need to bring in the reign of Christ today. Now, I don't care what church people to go to, but they need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Christ.
Amen.
Okay, I notice your mate over here has got a patu. Are you there, my friend?
Jason. Oh,
yes, this is my friend Jason. Ka te paha mawera.
What are you doing with that patu? He doesn't want to talk. Come on!
All right. Ka tō tei korori haruruia.
Yeah. So, what are you doing here? What's your
observing?
Jason is katipa, which means that it stands from the prophetical position of Ratana.
Ah.
And he is a protectorate of the Kaitiaki, for the people. This man stands in a position that can speak to the authorities that are to protect us.
Right. So would you like to say something about how you speak to the authorities who are protecting us?
So the people that you work with who protect the hapu.
Come on.
How you provide that information to them.
I don't think I'm ready to speak on it at the moment.
Okay, that's all right.
That's all right, Jason.
We're pretty radical on this show. We bring out issues. Sometimes people don't want to be exposed and don't want to say something.
I've got one thing to say to the bro when he says, in the beginning was God, and God was the Word, and the Word was God, and Hebrew was Aleph, Toh, Ra. So we've got a bit of a translation thing here in New Zealand. We've always believed in Ra as the Son of God, Te Tama o Te Rangi.
Yeah.
So that ties to our priest lines, which a lot of our tūpuna are priest lines that come here a long time ago.
Yeah. Awesome.
Wow.
Ka pai me te atua. But we need to realise that Māori and non-Māori, we have to work together with the treaty.
Yes.
And Māori's a term that was used by the colonists where Māori Uri, Ngāti Hotu Muruahine from up Te Haroto, Napier Taupo Road, Kaimanawa Wall and such.
Kaimanawa Wall.
So we were pre-1300.
Pre-Māori Celts.
Which has been held tightly, and they got on well with the Pākehā. They carried the ha from another place. So I'm thinking nobles and kings, and that came here for protection and safety at the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
Where the light first rises.
That's another narrative that sometimes the system doesn't want to acknowledge.
I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Yeshua the Christ, his transcendent Son. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born unto mankind. He was crucified, died and buried, descended on...
All right.
Descended, didn't he? Amen. 3 days he rose again, but I'm going to leave it there.
Okay.
Thank you, Brother Jason.
So, the mayoral message with the golden jubilee...
Straight from the mouth.
...trumpet announcing the sound of restoration, justice and renewal. I'm going to be blowing this trumpet tonight, and it's going to be talking about opportunity for all people, rich or poor, housed or homeless, younger... and old, equal access for all people at all times. I'm going to be talking about rates caps, investing only in key projects. Second policy is business development, grow the prosperity of Hamilton. We need community restoration, providing housing, reviving business. Also opening up community halfway houses where we teach life skills like budgeting, cooking, vocational training. There are 200,000 unemployed affected by poverty, and parenting. Yeah. Most on the streets are getting into trouble. And that's right, there's been murders around Hamilton. There was one about 3 weeks ago. One guy murdered his brother.
Yeah, down Collingwood Street.
What the flip?
Wasn't it?
No, this was another one. Yes. So the young are running amok. What's our answer? Our answer is we need to make them responsible, but they're going on food stamps. Is that the answer where they can't spend money? They're going to react even more, aren't they?
Well,
so the government isn't taking responsibility. Okay, Luke, what did you want to say about that?
Our people are looking for a way to get out of the world they're in, because the world they're in right now is broken.
Yes.
It's dirty.
Yep.
And we're poor. I don't know if you all know this, but we feed over 100 million people a year from this country.
Wow.
But we receive less than 2.8% return on that as a people. Someone's stealing our money and our tamariki are dying for it.
Yeah, but we have to do something about it. We can't carry on this way, using knives on one another, attacking one another. And the government turns a blind eye and say, well, you're all underclass, you're uneducated. You know what I mean? They need to take responsibility. So I see me standing for the mayoralty as practice for next year's election. It's cost me a bit of money, but we need to bring back the Youth and Elders Council, giving our youth better role models. The elderly should be recycling their experiences and refiring, connecting with their families and the youth, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I'll put together a chat bot. It's called Game for Life, based on enlightenment leading to transformation, a glory light. Now, it's interesting, with this new AI being taught in schools, they want to eradicate Maori history. Did you see that on TV? That's wrong, isn't it? So we don't know our own whakapapa. We don't know our own history. We don't know what happened in history with the whakaputanga. What's wrong in our schools then, Luke?
When the British royal family agreed that the colonies were allowed to become independent again with the Westminster Statutes,
yes,
our state agency decided to lie to our people directly to their face and created a quasi-crown that is the crown and right of you and me. It is not directly the crown of England.
I've got the real crown, yeah. William of Orange.
Where the Governor-General is the direct position to the crown of England and yep. holds no responsibility to our people.
Yeah. Mm.
None.
Right, that's right. So the police are not serving us, are they?
No,
they're
not.
They're serving a corporation.
No way. Not at all.
Governor-General's not serving us.
No.
So we have to get this movement going.
Yes.
Kaitiaki, Tanga, the self-determined sovereigns. We have to unite with all groups throughout the country. Now, I don't care what group you're in. Don't be a troll, please, and start attacking others that are doing the work, you know, because we've had trolls take us to high court and all sorts, haven't we, Jenny?
Not high court, the civil court.
The civil court.
Get that right.
But we believe in freedom of speech. We believe in that all people should be united, and we need the people's voice heard through democratic assemblies, facilitating the citizens' voice. I will pledge myself to being available 24/7 to hear what people have to say. I think we need to bring back the council chapel, like for the interfaith movement and people able to pray in that council chapel, and also council chaplains. Do you want to be a council chaplain there? Simon?
Oh, no, I'm just pretty happy.
Are you registered to vote? Are you ready?
Yeah, I've got to vote. Yeah, you know, that's what Luke 16 is all about. You can be a part of the system but still fight it. Read it
now,
for yourself.
I feel that the ruling class, through the Nats and Act, they're going to be there too. I might have to do a citizen's arrest there tonight on Act, you know what I mean, for attacking the treaty. You know what I mean? They are eliminating the voice of the people, aren't they? As national?
Yes, they are. Well, no, it's not just national. So Shane Jones is the spearhead for destroying Tinoranga Tiritanga.
Wow.
He is the our own people's person. He's a tarada, where the Dalmatians came to New Zealand and married into the Harawira family.
Yes.
And Shane, Hone, Winston Peters are all first cousins, and they hold an authority within the executive branch of parliament behind the Governor-General and the Prime Minister outside of all elected authority. We can't talk to them.
And who's that William of Orange representative of the treaty?
Dame Claudia Orange.
Oh, I need to talk to her.
She sits in the executive branch of Treaty o Waitangi board.
You are a wonderful spokesperson. I want you to come back next week. Okay, we're talking about guardian protectors, law reform stripping Maori of their rights. We need to train up our own sheriff, Kaitiaki guardians, similar peacekeeper, neighbourhood watch officers, spirit sheriffs, sovereign citizens, spiritual lawmen. Do we need these lawmen on the streets? What do you reckon, Luke? Who can common law promote?
Yes. But it has to be done the right way. So in New Zealand, we need to bring it back to what's called the martial position, which is the authority of terrestrial land, not maritime.
Which, authority of terrestrial land. Explain that. Yep.
So the system in New Zealand runs on Westminster, which is a naval maritime format. Yep. But terrestrial is, for example, the Bureau of or FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigations, FAA, Federal Air Authority. These federal translate to land.
Air authorities, dealing with the land. But what do you do if all the rich have houses and everything and they deprive the lower class and everything and they steal the land?
This is a far bigger question. And to resolve this issue, we need to restructure our parliamentary house.
Right. We had the upper court and the lower court that done away, Helen Clark did away with sovereignty and the whakaputanga.
Different, one second.
Yeah, Judge Collins, I'm still after your house. Just had to stick with
you. Look out,
right.
Judge.
So this has been a wonderful time. Luke, I want you to come back.
I'll do that, yes, thank
because
you.
Because you are a spokesman. You know such a lot about the history of that William of Orange representative in Parliament, self-determination. You know a lot, and you'll be going on this trip soon. I want to thank you for coming on the radio show. Thank you, everyone. everyone.
Thank you.
Let's be the change we want to see. Let's be lawmakers. Let's bring change to the system. Don't be a troll. It's all working together for freedom, justice and equality. Bye-bye.
Have a great week, guys.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.